Good morning. It's August 8th, 2019, Thursday. It's, what is it, 8:50 a.m. I have been awake about 40 minutes. I got up at my normal time. It was like, I don't know, 5:30, 6 o'clock, somewhere in there. I don't actually remember because it was like, okay, this is normal. And I had my peanut butter, I had a cup of coffee, I was sitting there at my desk and thinking, a nap would feel good right now. Which was sort of a aha moment. And I said, well, dude, you just woke up. If a nap would feel good, you probably need a nap. So I took a nap for 2 hours. 2 hours and a bit. So I haven't been awake very long. But I'm feeling a lot more rested than I did 2 hours ago. I'm just not really awake yet. Metro's going. It's overcast. It's dripping a little bit. Rain. Every once in a while, I get hit with a spot of rain. I'm gonna have to go to the grocery store this morning. I've got prescriptions that need to get picked up by zombies. The prescriptions that I need to pick up because I'm running out. I think I've got enough to get me through tomorrow, but I'm particularly worried about my arthritis medicine because that's the one where if I don't take it, I get serious pain. But the doctor's office shouldn't require me another visit. I just visited him like last month. My rheumatologist. So it should be just a matter of running through the forms, getting things taken care of that way. It's a little bit muggy. The ambient 72, it's not a lot of direct sunlight. It's pretty much overcast. It's breaking up a little up to the northwest. But it's pretty much overcast here, so there's not a lot of sun to contend with. Mugginess is making it a little uncomfortable. It's not a bad morning for how late I got started. I was going back through the logs and looking to see what my streak is. As of yesterday, 54 days in a row that I've walked 4 miles. And I walked most of June. A few days I didn't at all, but I walked most of the June days, at least in the morning. I walked all the August days, and not August, all July days, but had hardware failure or wetware failure in terms of getting the file done for one day. So there's one day I didn't publish a post. publish a file. But it's cruising along. It's become part of the daily routine. It's become part of the... Okay, this needs to get done today. Now I just need to add writing in there. I spent a fair amount of time in the book yesterday, trying to see how close I could get it before the weekend. The weekend, by the way, starts tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I have to start running sprints with Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. 9 a.m., 9 to noon. I've got tomorrow's early morning duty. I have to double check that, make sure I've got the right hours. I have to do the pre-programming for them today. I program them in Facebook so that if I get distracted, if I get, if something happens to me, the event doesn't suffer for it. So I program them. It's a lot of automated posts because I do 25-minute sprints. So there'll be a warning post 5 minutes before 8:55. And then the sprint post at the hour. And another one on the half. And then a take a break, report your progress post at 25 and 55 for 3 hours. So that's a lot of pre-programmed posts. Then I got to do it again on Saturday. I got to look at the hours for Saturday. I think it's Saturday evening, which is going to be something of a problem. And then I got it again Monday morning. There's some on Sunday, I don't remember where. So my weekend is carved out. The sprints that I've been doing on the book have only been yielding 600, 700 words an hour. And to get 6,250 words, that's 10 hours writing. If I try to do it on that book. So what I need to do is, over the course of the day today, I need to develop an idea that I can write. I'm probably going to go back to the Tanith universe and look at that next book I want to write after South Coast. And see if I can't get together a 40-sentence outline for it and put together a story that I can throw words at willy-nilly for 4 days and see if I can get 25,000 words into the next book. It's not ideal. It's not what I wish I were doing. The other course of action is to ignore the 25,000 words. It's just to ignore the idea that I might get 25,000 words in 4 days and say, I'm going to put in, what is it? 4 times 3. I'm going to put in 12 hours of writing over the course of the weekend. At least 12 hours of writing over the course of the weekend. More like 24 hours of writing over the course of the weekend. Now that would give me like 12,000 words, which might be enough to finish the book. And also sends a message that you don't have to write as many words. Oh, get ready to stay with me. Monk post. Okay. Writing 25,000 words is not the goal. Writing with friends is the goal. And the sprints are just focus. Sprints are just ways to put the story together. Okay, where is this guy? No answer. Good morning. Where he's going, he's ignoring me, so fair enough. So who knows? I really hate putting it down. If I put it down, I'm afraid I won't pick it up. If I get sucked into a new book, I'm going to want to work on that one instead of this one. And I need to get this one done. I got to get the covers back. I wonder where the covers are. The guy was bugging me every couple of weeks. Sorry I had a delay. I need direction. Ah! Yeah. Somebody sprinkles out of alignment spraying through the fence. So, I don't know. I got today tomorrow. I got today to figure it out. The more I think about it, the more I think it's like, okay, just use the sprint. Be the poster boy for you. You don't have to write that many words. That's not the words, it's the writing. It's the time commitment. And who knows? I might get some chunks that I can actually throw up at story. I could get it done this weekend, which would be awesome. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. We've got a bunch of people who have all kinds of different goals. We've got one of our members is going to write a novella and 4 short stories this weekend. That's going to be here 25,000 words. Not exactly a pleasant morning out here. It's not terrible, it's just, it's muggy. It's every once in a while you come across some place where the tar didn't actually cool overnight. So the street is hot. Nose is running. I'm still reading Sylvia Engel's book, Stewards of the Flame. There's the 2-book omnibus edition. I picked up the omnibus because A, it was cheaper, but B, it was also... I grabbed a sample of the omnibus, which gave me a better feel for what the story was like. And I have to say that it's written in a style that I recognize from the 40s and 50s. She owes a lot more to Robert E. Howard in terms of use of language than she does to, say, Ray Bradbury. It's definitely a story of ideas. And those ideas require a lot of talk. So from that aspect, it sounds a lot like one of my books, where most of the things that happen in a story happen in conversation. The character gets built in conversation. The physical actions are more like a framework to hang the real story on. And it's not going to be a book for everybody. It's going to be a lot of people who won't like the slower pace, the conversation, the dialogue is somewhat stilted. It's a little bit stiff. And there's a lot of it. But it's a pretty interesting book. It's a pretty interesting story, nevertheless. I am enjoying it. I'm not sure why. The lawnmower guy has been around today. There's fresh tire tracks in the grass. It's been clipped. My lawnmower guy should be here today. A little later. This post is probably going to be late because I have to go to the grocery store before I take my shoes off. And I sit down and don't get up again. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.